So today is the eighth day in the octave of Christmas. So Merry Christmas. I'm reminded of when I visited the kindergartners in the school, and I was trying to talk to them about Christmas. This was a few weeks ago. And we were talking, and I was asking them questions like, well, do you know why Christmas is called Christmas? And they had some ideas, and then I told them, well, because it's Christ's Mass. It's a Mass for Christ, recognizing that he was the Word made flesh, that God had become man. And they knew it was Jesus' birthday, and I was impressed by that. But then this one little girl raised her hand, and I called upon her, and she said, and we celebrate Mary because we say Merry Christmas. And I was a little surprised by that, but then I had to try to explain, no, by Mary we mean a different kind of Mary. We mean happy. And then I moved on. But that points to us in the direction of Mary's importance in the birth of Christ. Mary had to say yes to God in order for the Holy Spirit to enter into her and for Jesus to be conceived in her womb. And Mary is very important for us to understand Christ as well. Today we are celebrating the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. And that's an important title because it helps us better understand Jesus. As Mary always points us to Jesus, even this title points us to Jesus. There was a cleric of the church. His name was Nestorius, and in the 5th century, he tried to argue that we can't call Mary the Mother of God. He tried to say, she's a human being, so she can't possibly be the Mother of God. God who is infinite, God who has no beginning, no end. She can only be the Mother of his humanity. And so she would be Mother of Jesus, the man, but not the Mother of God. And that can seem like an interesting idea, and it might be tempting to go that direction, but if we take it to its conclusion, then it leads to all sorts of problems. Like, then we end up not with one person, but with two people. Jesus the man, and Jesus who's God. And if we say that Mary is only the mother of the man, then Mary gave birth to Jesus the man, a separate person from Jesus who is God, which is contrary to our faith, because we believe that Jesus is one person with two natures. If we ask the question who, the answer is Jesus, because it's one person. If we ask the question of what is Jesus, we have that he is two things, God and man. And so this position of Nestorius was problematic. I mean, if we think about it, that'll affect our whole understanding of salvation as well. Because who is it then that died on the cross? If we try to have two different Jesuses, that would be a problem. It would be a problem for our understanding of salvation. God, who is infinite, was offended by our sins. And he needs an infinite gift of love made to him to make up for those sins. But only God is infinite, so only God can make up for that. But it's humanity that sinned. And so humanity should play a role in making up for that. Well, in the correct understanding of Jesus, since he is both God and man, that's not a problem. He's one person. But with Nestorius, then you'd have to ask the question, well, which one was it on the cross that died? Because if it was only the man, then it's not going to be this perfect gift of love. But God doesn't have a physical being, so it couldn't be Jesus the God on there. So Nestorius' position is just so confusing and complicated and doesn't work. Jesus is one person. He's a divine person. And that may be confusing to us because most people we know are human people, but Jesus is a divine person. So when we think of the Trinity, it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Well, God the Son became man and took on human flesh. We hear about that in the beginning of John's Gospel. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we hear, even in that Gospel, that God is more than one person, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God the Son became man. And He has a full human nature. So fully God, fully man, one person, Jesus Christ. And this title that we give Mary, Mother of God, protects that understanding of who Jesus is, that he is one person. Mary gave birth to a person, Jesus. She didn't give birth to a nature or two different natures. She gave birth to a person, Jesus. And so Mary plays a very important role, not only saying yes to the Lord, yes to God's plan, yes to bearing the Christ child, being the God-bearer, yes to giving birth to him and to everything that happened throughout Jesus' life, but even for us today, even 400 years later with Nestorius, Mary is still protecting Jesus. Mary is still pointing us to Jesus and a proper understanding of who he is. And so Mary still plays an important role for us today to guide us to our Lord. So let us in this next moment of silence thank Mary for all the ways that she leads us to her Son as we prepare to encounter her Son, Jesus Christ, in the most holy Eucharist.